Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. You may have heard of a company called Pioneer Forest, located deep in the heart of the Missouri Ozarks. It's the largest private landowner in the state, 143,000 acres spread out over six counties. For about 60 years, Pioneer has cut down trees and sold them. But its founder, Leo Dry, had something else in mind for the company besides making money. And his philosophy is still in place at Pioneer all these years later. Late last year, I tagged along one morning with two Pioneer Forest managers as they made their way onto a tract of its land in Shannon County where a logging operation was taking place. As we walked into a heavily wooded work area, one logger was using a chainsaw to take down a red oak tree, while another was using a machine called a skidder to pull about a half dozen cut trees, all chained together, down a muddy road to a loading area. Forest manager Brandon Kuhn.
What we've got here is a lot of red oak that are kind of in rough shape and that needed to be thinned out, and that's really what we've done.
His boss, Chief Forester Jason Green, says that's how they do business.
So if we know that a tree is unhealthy today and it's not going to live for the next 20 to 30 years, we're going to mark that tree and harvest it. We harvest the worst trees and we leave the best.
Not exactly what you might expect to hear from a company that's in business to cut down trees.
We need to be growing the best quality trees that we possibly can. And you can't do that if you're cutting your best trees all the time.
Green says there is a name for this management method.
Well, single tree selection, we or our technicians are looking at essentially every single tree. And we're making a decision to harvest that tree or leave it. And we leave a lot of trees and we mark a lot of trees to be harvested. But essentially when we're done, we still have an intact forest. It's not a clear cut.
Green says that before they conduct a logging operation, they always look at three things: economics, ecology, and aesthetics.
We want our forest to look good, and we think that it does when we're done with the harvest.
Green also says that after every logging operation, they always have three classes of trees left standing.
So we've got to have small trees, we've got to have medium-sized trees, and we've got to have some big trees to go along with it.
Make no mistake, Pioneer cuts down high-quality trees, but they're also patient. Take a 12-inch diameter white oak tree, for example. Green says if you let it grow another 30 years, it becomes a lot more valuable.
So you go from a tree that's worth just a few dollars to maybe a few hundred dollars.
Green understands, though, that not all companies that cut timber can take the approach they do.
Your son or daughter goes to college and you need to pay for it, so you're going to try to make the most money you can, and then you might be cutting the best timber that you have.
Green says he's just glad to be working for a company that's in it for the long haul.
We expect to be doing this forever, hopefully.
Well, that's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.